Texas leaves National School Boards Association after White House collusion revealed. By Brecken Eftes on May 24, 2022. The Texas affiliate of the National School Boards Association, NSBA, cut ties with the national organization Monday after an investigation showed the group colluded with the Biden administration to investigate concerned parents as domestic terrorists. The Texas Association of School Boards, TASB, is the 23rd state school board association to sever its affiliation with the NSBA after it sent a letter to Biden asking the administration to treat parents speaking at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. 23 states have now decided to cut ties with NSBA after they sent a letter to the Justice Department to investigate parents for domestic terrorism. pic.twitter.com/SIP3ARBAY19. Corey DeAngelis, et de Angelis Corey, May 24, 2022. The TASB said in a press release that an internal investigation into the creation of the letter showed operational deficiencies and lack of internal controls and processes within NSBA. Within the letter, the NSBA bluntly admitted to collusion with the White House, a move many believe was used to develop a pretext to go after parents. The organization even wanted to ask for National Guard deployments to local school board meetings. The letter led Attorney General Merrick Garland to seek the FBI on parents and use counterterrorism tools to investigate them. "We have been intently waiting for the release of this independent investigation for nearly 2 months," said TASB Executive Director Dan Troxell. "With this report now available, it's clear that NSBA's internal processes and controls do not meet the good governance practices that TASB expects and requires in a member organization." The Texas affiliate was relatively late in the process of cutting ties, as many state affiliates left the NSBA in late 2021 in the wake of backlash to the letter. Parents speaking at school board meetings across the country were primarily outraged by the revelations that their children were being indoctrinated with critical race and queer theories, as well as the draconian coronavirus policies that masked children and shut down schools, leading to significant learning loss and other developmental stunting. This report confirms that the Biden administration colluded with members of the NSBA to abuse the counterterrorism authorities of the federal government and investigate America's parents, a statement from House Republican leadership says about the internal review. "This entire episode remains an insult to parents. Those who coordinated these unprecedented attacks on our families must be held accountable." Brecken Eftes is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftes.